Do you get lost in all of the information overload? Join me, Steve Lilly, with The Voice in the Wilderness for history, news, education, and biblical insights as we contend for fundamental Christianity and American freedom. This is News to Me.
Black male on the world stage. In a recent interview, Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador addressed the migrant crisis between the U.S. and the Mexican border. He stated that the waves of the migrants will continue to cross the U.S. southern border unless U.S. officials meet his demands. Those demands? A $20 billion per year payment from the U.S. to Latin American countries, lift sanctions on Venezuela, end the embargo on Cuba, and legalize millions of Mexicans living in the United States. If the U.S. does not meet these demands, the flow of migrants will continue. So, what are the numbers that we are talking about here? U.S. Border Patrol in February encountered 140,644 migrants, which was up to 20,000 from January. However, the Border Patrol had nearly 250,000 encounters in December. The places that are busiest for the border crossings are Tucson Sector in Arizona, San Diego, California, and El Paso, Texas. Nearly 42,100 migrants have used an app called CBP1 to schedule an appointment to present themselves to an official at the U.S. border crossing. The Biden administration said the app has been a key part in reducing chaos at the border. The app is also being used by immigrants from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela, about 30,000 a month, who are seeking refuge in the United States. The migrants that use this app must have a financial sponsor and fly into an American airport. So far, 386,000 from these four countries have been able to cross the border through U.S. using this program. Isn't it interesting that people are wanting to flee these communistic and socialistic countries for freedom in the United States? But there are those in the U.S. who want our government to be more like these countries. Why don't they just move to Venezuela for a few years and get a good taste of what Maduro is doing to his people there? And that is news to me. Another resource for you from The Voice in the Wilderness. Packed with wit, humor, illustrations, and important scriptures, this book is full of key elements of godly marriage and home that spans from the duties of the parents and practical discipline guidelines to difficult questions regarding divorce and remarriage. May we all say that our marriage is more precious still. No free elections. The U.S. is not the only nation to have presidential elections this year. In July, Venezuela will hold their elections. Of course, Nicolas Maduro will be running for his third term. His opposition, though, has had a hard time trying to register their candidate. Unitary Platform, or PUD, said they were unable to register their candidate, Corina Yoris. Yoris, who is 80 years old, is relatively new to politics, which, according to the leader of PUD, Maria Corina Machado, is a benefit. Machado, who was the initial candidate for PUD, had to drop out of the race as she was barred from running for office by Venezuelan courts. Other candidates are Manuel Rosales of Un Tiempo Nuevo, a new era, a party which has connections with the PUD coalition. If the elections in Venezuela were free and fair, Maduro would not win and Machado would be able to run. It is estimated that she would win with 90% of the vote. But since Maduro controls the government, the ability to have free and fair elections will not happen. In fact, Maduro told his supporters last month, "We're going to win by hook or by crook, and we're going to win, always." No wonder so many Venezuelans are fleeing the country to come to the land of the free and the home of the brave. I wonder, though, is someone in our government taking notes how to rig an election by watching what Maduro is doing in Venezuela? And that is news to me. A great resource for you. The Tomb of the Unknown Soldier is a story of Ellie and her brother who had fought in World War I. Follow her story from a young girl to a grandmother and her family's connection with the tomb. Learn historic facts from World War I and take a brief tour of Arlington. A great resource for the whole family. A Missions Minute. Tract distribution in the Philippines. Covering about 40 streets, the young people from the church passed out tracts of witness to those they contacted. A new mission work has been started. Young people are saving their money for camp, which costs about $20. Oh, and the pastor said, "We need more tracts." Praise the Lord for the witness of Pastor June and his country. Would you pause a moment and say a prayer for him and his family? His wife is currently having some health issues. Pray for the finances and for doctor's wisdom. A personal note. Sometimes we feel like Elijah, thinking we're the only ones who have not bent the knee to Baal. It was an encouragement this past weekend to meet a small portion of those who have not bent the knee. I recently had a conversation with a brother who lamented the fact that he could not think of many from his Bible college who had capitulated to the enticements of modern worship. It is a great encouragement to those in the ministry to meet others who are like-minded. How about you take time to send a note of encouragement to your pastor or an evangelist who have not bowed the knee? And this has been news to me.
70 years, the voice in the wilderness, contending for fundamental Christianity and American freedoms. Find more articles, sermons, and other resources at www.thevoiceinthewilderness.org. This is Steve Lilly, and that has been news to me.